My name is John Erling. Today's date is January 30th, 2018. Judge Morris, would you state your full name, please?
Joseph Wilson Morris.
May I call you Joe throughout the interview?
You may.
Your date of birth?
April 28, 1922. I am 95 years old, and if I am still alive this next April, I'll be 96.
Did anybody else in your family live to be this age?
Not to my knowledge. My father lived to his early to mid-80s, but my mother died early, age 60.
Where are we recording this interview?
We're recording this interview in my office in the law firm of Gable and Gottwals, downtown Tulsa.
Where were you born?
I was born in a small frame house that my grandfather had built, I am told, when he rode on a horse from western Kentucky out to Kansas. He didn't tell me this, but he was looking for land. He found a 120-acre tract of land, and he built a very, very modest small house on that tract of land, and I was born in that house.
Was there electricity and plumbing?
No electricity. We used coal oil lamps, coal oil or kerosene.
You were born there, but then you remember it when you were 4 or 5 years old, don't you?
Yes, because that's where I was living when it came time to go to school.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was born and grew up?
My mother's name was Hazel Sluder, S-L-U-D-E-R. I'm not positive I know where she was born, but she grew up in Hutchinson, Kansas, which is about 12 miles south of that farmhouse.
Describe her personality.
She didn't grow up on a farm. She had grown up in the town of Hutchinson. She did not go to college, and neither did my father go to college, but they were both high school graduates. She was an outgoing person. She liked to play bridge. She had a good personality.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
One brother, 5 years younger.
And what was your father's name?
Bert, B-E-R-T, Bert Morris.
His profession then?
He was a farmer.
What type of farming was that?
Wheat, corn, soybeans, and row crops of various kind. And then, in addition, on our farm, we had quite a bit of pasture land. So we had cattle.
What was his personality like, your father?
He was very warm, outgoing, friendly. He was fairly well-known in the community and well-liked.
Anything that would jump out at you when I ask what either one of them may have contributed to you? What did you draw from your mother or your father?
I went to a one-room country school that was about a mile and a half away from our house. And there wasn't any question. There was not any discussion that I remember about whether or not I was going to school. I went to school. That was grades 1 through 8. My father and mother both encouraged that, and I did that. There was not much discussion that I remember about whether or not I was going to go to college. It was just a given that I was going to go to college.
Well, that was amazing at that time, probably, for them to think that way.
Well, that was, in a way, because as I remember it, there weren't very many children in that one-room country school who went ahead and went to high school and then went to college. But my brother did, and I did.
Were there any stories about your grandparents going way back?
Well, my grandfather Morris, who came out to Kansas, I think by horseback, bought that 120-acre tract of land on which our house was built. And then I can remember, as the years went by, if there was an adjoining tract of land to that 120, or if it was adjoining to any additions that he had made. And if he had the money, he would buy it. Because I can remember when I was in high school, that farm had grown by virtue of his industry. He owned 1,120 acres of land.
Then your family lived on that farm that your grandfather had purchased.
That's right. And when my dad and mother were first married, my father and mother and my grandfather and grandmother all lived in that same house. But that didn't work out very well, I guess. So my grandfather went down the road a half mile and built another house. And he lived down there.
Often back then, families got together and lived in the same house, didn't
they? That's correct.
Until somebody started saying, no, this is not going to work.
That's right. That's correct.
Well, he was wealthy enough to be able to go out and build another house. This was a one-room country schoolhouse?
One-room country schoolhouse. One teacher taught all grades 1 through 8. I entered school with 2 others, one boy and one girl, and we went through 8 grades together.
How did you get to school?
I got to school by walking. It was about 1.5 miles, or I rode my horse. At every country school in that area there was always a barn. So I'd put my horse in the barn during the daytime while I was in school, and then I'd ride her back home that night.
I suppose there were other kids who rode their horses to school.
That's correct.
That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Well, in a way, it was just a way of getting there.
Right. Well, you had many opportunities to ride the horse. You think you were 7 or 8 years old when they let you ride a horse to school?
Maybe, or 6. 6 or 7.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember what you might have done for entertainment back then?
My brother was 5 years younger than I was. There weren't any other children. The nearest person that lived more closely to us than anybody else, there was one boy lived about, a half mile away, and I would get together and play with him. He was about my age, but he did not go to the same school because the road that ran in front of our house was a county line. He lived on the other side of the line, and I lived in Rice County, and he lived in Reno County, and he went to a different school. Then when I got old enough, I used to make what we call slingshots, and I'd shoot at birds with a slingshot with rocks. There's some birds I wouldn't shoot at. I mean, an oriole, I wouldn't shoot at an oriole. But I'd shoot at a blackbird or a sparrow. I was a fairly good shot.
You didn't know that later on you'd become a very good hunter.
I didn't know that then, no.
No, you didn't.